Patrick, in his preaching and in the conversion of Ireland, displayed a very bold Christianity. Some people have called this a muscular Christianity. Christianity that is unafraid to use the biblical motifs of battle, of spiritual battle, of our Lord Jesus Christ as our champion. In the first Sunday in Lent, we have Jesus as our champion, defeating the devil for us in our place, beginning his war. So that's beautiful. And then in the second place, you have Patrick teaching in that hymn a proper Christian way to look at what people of the Celtic mindset in those days, what they would call magic, right? They would often begin their day with charms and with charmed trinkets and tokens. And Patrick is teaching them, guys, you don't need this charm bracelet. You don't need this magic rock. You don't need these idols in your home. What you should bind to yourself every day is the strong name of the Trinity. And again, this is even still in English, right? What's the gospel? It's a good spell. It is the good news. But that word is definitely a little stronger. It's the good spell. It's this good, powerful word, a word that does something. That's what a spell is. Well, we Christians really have words that do things. We really have words that forgive sins, that bring spiritual reality to the here and now. And so Patrick beautifully teaches people to bind to themselves not only the name of the Trinity, but then, and again, this very beautiful, martial, militaristic, masculine, virtuous way, tells the story of Jesus Christ going into battle for us and rising from the dead, and it's definitely one of my favorites.